And welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God loves you more than you'll ever realize. He also likes you, and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant this day great boldness to bring your word, that, Lord, you would stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. While we look at what is God's nature like, most importantly, what does God think of you? Well, we go and look at John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Friends, this is the most important fact in your life. God loves you. The eternal, self-existing being who created and sustains everything that exists dearly loves you. He doesn't merely like you when you do well. He is personally and passionately committed to your good. Even when you fail, God loves you. What would happen if that three-word sentence became the theme of your life? If you let it change everything about you and your world? The Bible tells us that God is love. 1 John 4:16. He iterates the truth that God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. It is important that we avoid two common mistakes when considering the statement God is love. The first is to invent the equation and insist that love is God. This is a serious error because there are many false loves, and to bear little or bear have little or no resemblance to the perfect love of God. The false loves must never be equated with his love. There is more to God than love. For example, he is all-knowing. He is everywhere present. He is infinite. He is eternal, and he is just. Hebrews 7:25, therefore God is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives and makes intercessions for them. Friends, an intercessor is a go-between. God, Jesus Christ, is the intercessor for the church and for every believer. He stands between us and the Father as our personal advocate, pleading our case. If we sin, Christ speaks to the Father on our defense. He declares our sins have been atoned for at the cross. Praise the Lord for that. If Satan accuses us before the Father, as he accused Job in the book of Job, Jesus defends us. We see this in Romans 8:34-35. It says that, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? That's us. It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ who died? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? There is no way, not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. Absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. We see in Romans 8:1, now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Friends, at this very moment, Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself, is advocating for you at the throne of God. He is our divine intercessor. This entire message, friends, has been that God loves you. He always has and he always will. And it's not enough to say it's great to hear and walk away. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. God paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you. But you must receive it. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you. So friends, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Follow along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friends, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. And remember, you are unique. That means there are things God wants you to do for him that he is calling no one else on earth to do. Remember, all things have passed away. All your sins are forgiven and forgotten. The slate is clean. Right, the word for today. We go to Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So the message is divine interruptions. We all have had times our plans don't work out. We get delayed, interrupted, and inconvenienced. It's easy to get frustrated and fight against everything that doesn't go our way. But not every interruption is bad. Every closed door doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. Every delay doesn't mean you're not where you're supposed to be. There's something, I call it divine interruption, where God on purpose will delay to protect us from an accident. On purpose he will close the door because it's not his best. Sometimes God will allow us to be inconvenienced so we can help someone else in need. We have to be willing to press through the difficulty so we can be at the right place at the right time. The next time you're interrupted, delayed or inconvenienced, start thinking, or don't start thinking, this is a pain, this is a pain, this is getting me off schedule. No, get a new perspective. Look at what God wants to do, because it could be divine interruption or divine protection. Trust him today because he is directing your steps. So my prayer for you is that Heavenly Father, thank you for choosing them, the listeners, as they surrender every area of their life, in their mind, in their will, in their emotions to you. Use them for your glory today and teach them to discern your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. And the wisdom key here is that go where you are celebrated instead of where you are tolerated. Right, we start praying for the sick and the hurting shortly. God identifies himself as, I am the Lord who heals you. We go to Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is the son of man that he should repent. He has spoken and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make good? Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Healed of everything, pains, whatever it is. Matthew 8:16-17, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick. that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Friends, these verses tell us the ministry of Jesus, his sacrifice for our deliverance and salvation. During his earthly ministry, almost two-thirds of the ministry of Jesus Christ focused on healing the sick and curing the incurable and setting the captives free from demonic influence. Matthew 4:23-24 says, Jesus went throughout all Galilee teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all sorts of diseases among the people. His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were taken with various diseases and torments, tormented with pain. Those who were possessed with demons, those who had seizures, and those who had paralysis, and he healed them. He healed them all. Friends, Jesus preached the good news of the kingdom, and he healed all kinds of sickness and all sorts of diseases. All sick people were taken with various diseases and torments with pain. Those who were possessed with demons, those who had seizures, and those who had paralysis, Jesus healed them all. In Mark 16:17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Friends, the ministry of divine healing is part of our job description as a New Testament disciple of Jesus Christ. In fact, every time Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he also commissioned them to heal the sick and cast out demons every single time. Just go to Luke 10:1-9 and then 17-19. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go, and heal the sick who were there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. See, demons here, friends, represent sickness and diseases. Healing is for everyone, both then and now. It's good news. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. So lay your hand on the sick and painful part of your body as I begin to pray, and believe you receive, and you will have. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I rebuke every infirmity, every pain. I cast you out in Jesus Christ's name. I rebuke every disease, every cancer, every tumor, leukemia. You are cursed at the root. I pull you out by the roots and I command you, die. I command you to die, and I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I command health and healing into every physical body. Those that are in pain, be healed. I break the power of that pain in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed. I pray that divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command every life that is in torment, every life that is stressed, be healed and made whole. I loose your healing power, Holy Spirit. I cast you out of the people, the listeners, in Jesus Christ's name. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God is now healing every broken heart, every sorrow was lifted, every pain is being healed, every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, our Lord, are the joy of the morning. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You are our Lord and our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. And friends, most of all, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. believe you have received, and you will have. See, divine healing can be instantaneous, but it can often be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time. The time period can be minutes, hours, and days, but it's progressive. As it says in Mark 8, 23 to 25 and Luke 17, it was progressive. The Bible says you shall recover, you shall recover. And so act your faith. If it's look for the improvements. Look for the improvements. Test it. See it in another 5 minutes or hour, whatever it is. Check it. See if the pain's starting to recede. Look for the improvements. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Don't let fear. 365 times the Bible states, fear not. And use your authority as a believer. And make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. And walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Listen to Christian tapes, songs. Very important. There's healing in Christian songs. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. If you're listening to other stuff that's Christian, be very, very careful of it, because it can have the opposite effect on you. It's a fact. If it's not Christian music, it can actually have the opposite effect. So listen to Christian music. So my final prayer for you is this. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Now, Father, your word says that what we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Today, the enemy has been bound, and the power of God has been turned loose. Turned loose to heal. Turned loose to provide. Turned loose to protect. Turned loose to restore. Now let this blessing fall upon your people, and let them begin to shake this earth with the power of prayer and with a mighty, triumphant song of praise. For you and you alone are the one who is worthy, and we, your bride, are the church triumphant. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and say amen and amen. Shalom.
Can you